Welcome to Japan. Avoid instant immersion shock with this lesson. Okay, did you check out the lesson notes for lesson 4 and memorize the adjectives related to temperature? Naomi-sensei, how can we describe the weather in this lesson?
暑いです。すごい暑いですね。
Hot. Very hot.
Yeah, very.
In this lesson, it's 30 degrees Celsius, or about 90 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's one of this lesson's targets, describing temperature.
In this lesson, we're quickly going to go over how to say the date, day, and temperature in Japanese. And we'll also introduce the very formal form of the copula. Again, the copula is the English equivalent of to be. And the very formal version is?
でございます。
This conversation takes place?
飛行機。
On the plane, which is now on the runway in Japan.
Yeah, 成田空港。
Narita International Airport. First, you'll hear?
機長のアナウンス。
Announcement from the captain. Next, you'll hear the conversation between
Ashley さんと Ichiro さん.
Ashley and Ichiro. The captain is using very formal Japanese. Ashley and Ichiro are using
formal Japanese.
For this lesson, we recommend that you reference Appendix 2, 3, and 4.
みなさま、機長の日野でございます。成田国際空港8月16日日曜日時間は午後3時10分でございます。天気は晴れ、気温は摂氏30度でございます。
30度？寒い。
いえ、暑いです。摂氏30度です。
摂氏？
摂氏はセルシアスです。摂氏30度は華氏86度です。
One time slowly.
皆様、機長の日野でございます。成田国際空港、8月16日、日曜日、時間は午後3時10分でございます。天気は晴れ、気温は摂氏30度でございます。
30度？寒い。
いえ、暑いです。摂氏30度です。
摂氏。
摂氏はセルシアスです。摂氏30度は華氏86度です。
Now with the English translation.
皆様、機長の日野でございます。
Hello everyone.This is your captain, Hino, speaking.
Narita 国際空港、8月16日、日曜日。
At Narita Airport, it's Sunday, August 16th.
時間は午後3時10分でございます。
The local time is 10 after 3 in the afternoon.
天気は晴れ、気温は摂氏30度でございます。
It's sunny, and the temperature is 30 degrees Celsius.
30度?
What? 30 degrees?
寒い。
That's cold.
いえ、暑いです。
No, it's hot.
摂氏30度です。
It's 30 degrees 摂氏。
摂氏?
What's 摂氏?
摂氏はセルシアスです。
摂氏 means Celsius.
摂氏30度は華氏86度です。
30 degrees Celsius is 86 degrees Fahrenheit.
すごいですね。It sounds so authentic, but I'd say there's too much information. Month, date, day, time, weather, and temperature.
Naomi-sensei, but that's what's so good about this course. This is a real-life, authentic conversation. It's not sugar-coated. We're not making it super easy. This is what you'll hear when you arrive in Japan by plane. And in addition, we made the appendix, so you can reference the appendix.Learn about the dates, the time, the temperature, then listen to the lesson again.
If that's the case, maybe it's not too bad.
Naomi-sensei.
Hi.
In the United States, we use Fahrenheit.
Ah, you mean 華氏.
Fahrenheit. But in Japan, people use Celsius.
Which is 摂氏. So maybe you have to learn the Celsius system. I mean, 摂氏 system.
You definitely have to learn that system when you come to Japan.
ですね。
So, Naomi-sensei, can we go over the terms one more time? Maybe break them down?
Sure. Seshi
is Celsius.
Kashi
is Fahrenheit.
And do
means degree.
Right.
Naomi-sensei, do is the same do as in もう一度お願いします, right?
Oh, そうですね. Good point. But do here is a counter for degree of temperature or angle. But do as in もう一度お願いします means time, as in like once, twice, three times.
So, 一度 could mean once or one degree.
Right.
Do is one of the counters covered in appendix number 7.
はい。
Okay, on to the vocabulary. First word.
皆様
Everyone, ladies and gentlemen.
皆様皆様
Next.
機長
Plane captain.
機長う機長
Next.
時間
Time.
時間時間
Next.
晴れ
Sunny.
Ha, le, ha, le.
Next.
Samui.
Cold.
Sa, mu, I. Samui.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases in this lesson. Naomi-sensei, the first word we'll look at is.
Minasama.
Everyone. Everybody.
Mina.
Means all. And as we learned in the previous lesson.
Sama.
Is a very polite suffix, just like
san,
but even more polite than
san. So it's like Mr. or Miss, everyone, or maybe ladies and gentlemen.
I like that one.
And minasama is very formal.
And you can also say minasan, right?
Ah, so desu ne, right. Minasan is formal. Minasama is even more formal.
So, when the captain was speaking the dialogue, he used?
皆様
Ladies and gentlemen, Naomi-sensei, how about in a casual situation?
We say, みんな We usually insert ん sound in the middle. みんなみんな
So you really stress that N in the middle.
Right. But you cannot say, みんなさん or みんな様 You can put ん only in a casual situation.
So for very, very polite situations, it's?
皆様
For polite situations?
皆さん
And for informal, casual situations?
みんな
Folks or guys, hey guys!
はい
みんな Next, we'll look at the phrase.
8月16日月曜日
Monday, August 16th. But let's look at the order. The order is very important in Japanese.
First, I said 8月
The month, August.Followed by?
16日
The date. In this case, the 16th.
And 月曜日
The day, Monday. So, in Japanese, it goes from big to small.
そうですね。
Month, date, day.
Right.
And just quickly, Naomi-sensei, if we wanted to put the year, that would go?
Year is the biggest one, so the first.
Year, month, day.
Right.
Now, gatsu is a counter for months. In Japanese, the month system is very logical. In English, we have all these different names, January, February, March. A little confusing. But in Japanese, it's super logical. We just use a number and the counter for months.
Gatsu.
So, January is the first month.
1 gatsu.
1 plus the month counter. January. February is the second month, so 2 and month counter, which is?
Gatsu. So, 2 gatsu.
March, third month, is?
3 gatsu.
And so on.
We have a special name for each month in Japanese too, but it's not used on a daily basis anymore.
The names of the months and dates are covered in Appendix 3, and the days of the weeks are covered in Appendix 4. Next we have?
午後3時10分
3:30 p.m. Let's break this down.
午後
P.M.
三
3
時
O'clock. So?
三時
is 3 o'clock. Followed by?
十
10
分
minute. So?
十分
is 10 minutes. So literally, P.M. 3 o'clock, 10 minutes. And of course, it's 3:10 p.m.
And please be careful of the position for 午後.
It comes in the front.
Right.
So 3 p.m. would be
午後3時.
3 a.m. would be
a.m. is 午前. So 午前3時.
3 a.m.
p.m. is 午後. a.m. is 午前. Noon is 正午. And there's a list in Appendix 2.
How to tell time in Japanese is covered in Appendix 2. Okay, on to the next vocabulary word.
暑い.
Hot. We covered 暑い in the previous lesson. Is this the same word?
Yes and no. Because the pronunciation is the same. But the kanji is different. The 暑い we covered in the previous lesson means hot to the touch and can be used to talk about liquids. But this lesson's 暑い is used for air temperature.
In this lesson's dialogue, we also have
寒い
means cold when talking about air temperature.
Right, like 今日は寒いです.
Today it's cold, or it's cold today. On to the grammar section. In this lesson, you learn how to use the copula, equivalent to the verb to be in English, and become familiar with its different forms.
And also, you learn how to use your name along with your title or company you belong to.
Let's start with the Japanese equivalent to the verb to be. In Japanese, the copula is used in two ways. We'll focus on the meaning of to be, as in, I am, you are, he is, she is, it is, etc. In Japanese, there are three different politeness levels,
which are informal, formal, and honorific. Or maybe I should call it extra formal or super formal.
I kind of like that one, super formal. Which means there are three different variations of the copula, the Japanese equivalent of the verb to be. Naomi-sensei, what's the formal form we've already covered?
Desu, as in, Ichiro wa photojournalisto desu.
Ichiro is a photojournalist. Now, can you introduce the informal form of the copula?
Sure. In informal speech, desu becomes da.
Da. Not bad at all. One syllable. Now, can we have the formal sample sentence you just gave us in informal speech?
Ichiro wa photojournalisto da.
Ichiro is a photojournalist. Notice how the translation doesn't change. It means the same exact thing. It's just the politeness level. So we covered the formal form, then we covered the informal form. Now let's look at that ultra formal, that super formal version you spoke about. What is that super formal version?
De gozaimasu.
Can you just break that down?
De gozaimasu. De gozaimasu. So, Ichiro wa photojournalist desu becomes Ichiro wa photojournalist de gozaimasu.
Ichiro is a photojournalist. And again, the meaning doesn't change. It's just a different level of politeness. Naomi-sensei, when would we use this?
I would say in a business situations.
And this term, you'll hear again and again throughout the series.
Right.
Can you give us a sample from the dialogue?
Sure. The captain said, 貴重の日の出ございます.
This is your captain, Hino, speaking. So it means the same thing as?
貴重の日の出です.
It means the same exact thing. It's just that de gozaimasu is much more polite. Think of it like this. He's addressing the whole plane, so he wants to be super formal. Okay, Naomi-sensei, on to our next grammar point.
Hai. No, as in 貴重の日の, is our next grammar point.
Right. In lesson 3, we learned how to use no to show possession. Now we'll learn how to use it to indicate one title or the company that they belong to.
Give you a title or a company name, followed by particle no, and then say your name.
Title,
no,
name, or name of the company,
no,
name.
For example, in Ashley's case, Ashley is working for Nissan. So, Nissan no Ashley.
Literally, Nissan's Ashley, or Ashley of Nissan.
Mm.
But still, it's kind of like she belongs to the company.
So if she wants to introduce her name with the company, the sentence would be 私はNissanのAshleyです.
I'm Ashley of Nissan. It sounds a bit like archaic, you know, back from the Middle Ages or something. Ashley of Essex. But it's the concept we want to get you familiar with, that this sense of belonging to a place or a company. Let's recap this lesson with a quiz. The quiz will be multiple choice. We'll give you a question and three possible answers. Your job is to guess the answer, okay? First question. How do you say hot in Japanese? A.
暑い.
B.
午後.
C.
午前.
The answer is?
A. 暑い.
So this word also appeared in the previous lesson, right?
はい、そうです. 暑い is hot.
Okay, next question. Which of the following expressions is the most polite for saying everyone? A.
皆さん.
B.
皆様.
C.
みんな.
The answer is?
B. 皆様.
We just learned the suffix sama is more polite than the suffix san. So?
皆様 is the most polite.
みんな is a casual way to say everyone. It's kind of like guys or folks or y'all.
So in the next lesson, Ashley and Ichiro will be exchanging business cards, which is 名刺 in Japanese.
So you'll learn some useful expressions when you exchange business cards.
じゃあまた!
皆様、機長の日の出ございます。成田国際空港、8月16日日曜日。時間は午後3時10分でございます。天気は晴れ、気温は摂氏30度でございます。
え?30度?寒い。
いえ、暑いです。摂氏30度です。摂氏?摂氏はセルシアスです。摂氏30度は華氏86度です。